Lock Spicer. Lock Spicer right here. Okay, so we're picking up with the sugya that we started yesterday, Kuf Tet Zayin, Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. I think we had a basic approach to the basic Mishnah and Gemara, but I think we missed something significant. Let's take a quick look at the Gemara, or even the Mishnah. Let's start with the first few lines of the Mishnah again, and the first few lines of the Gemara, and then I'd like to take a look at this Rashbam. Okay, someone like to read for us? Someone that has a Gemara? Avi, go ahead. Avi Hirschman?
Sure. Mazgulo Kosheni. So he pours for himself a second cup.
Mazgulo, it sounds like, so, you know, they pour for him.
Pour, okay. V'kan ha-bein shoal aviv. V'im ein das.
Take it slow.
So the son then asked the father.
Aviv, his father.
V'im ein das.
Well, slow down. What does he ask?
He asked him why we're pouring the second cup.
Well, we don't know. Simple shot in the Mishnah. We don't know, right? I'm saying yesterday we sort of grappled with this. Well, he's asking something. And then if he doesn't have the ability to ask, what happens then?
V'im ein das. Avid milamdo manish tana halayla zeh mikol halilo.
Okay, so if he doesn't have the mental ability, then the mental acuity to ask, then the father teaches him the manish tana. All right, take a look at the Rashbam, the Chana ben Shoel.
Oh.
Whenever you're ready.
Which
it's all the way down, I'm sorry. All the way down by Masnison? B'chana ben Shoel et Aviv?
Kan mizigas kosheni. Ben Shoel et Aviv. Im hu chacham manish tana.
If he's a chacham, what does he ask?
Manish tana. Achshab shemozgin kosheni kodem achila. So why are we having the second cup?
Right, so yesterday we sort of... I guess fudged this a little bit. We said, "Oh, it means
it's a weird question."
We said it means that the kid's asking now because he sees something peculiar, but he's asking in manish tana. I don't think that's what the Rashbam is saying. I think the Rashbam is saying that's actually what he's asking. He's asking, "What's the reason why you're pouring a second cup? We're not ready to eat yet, or we're not eating yet." Kamuzigas kosheni ben sholas aviv im hu
chacham. So then, why not ask that by the first cup? If we're not ready to eat.
Well, yeah. The kid doesn't know that yet. He sees he's ready to drink.
How is he supposed to know by the second cup that he's not ready to eat yet?
Well, what's going on? I guess you make kiddush, and now there's nothing going on. Not eating.
Yeah, but it's mazgu. It's while he's pouring. It's not after the fact.
But apparently he sees that the table is not prepared, not ready to eat a meal. Hey, what'd you do? You had kadesh, orchatz, karpas, yachatz.
By the first cup, it's not set up for it either.
But that's normal. It's normal to have kiddush and then to sit down to the meal. All of a sudden, he saw some other things going on, some strange things, but he sees that no one's ready to eat.
So why isn't he asking that question after the first cup happens? So why do we just do this as opposed to...
Why do we do what? Why do we do kiddush? I see kiddush every Shabbos and Yontif. I'm not so bewildered by that. I know. I'm going to go wash my hands in a minute. Oh, we didn't do that now? We did some other strange things now?
Yeah, so the question should be there, not necessarily by the second cup.
Which question?
The question, once he sees this whole thing happen after the karpas, he should then go back and ask.
Oh, that's a good question about karpas. So let's hold off on that for a minute. Okay.
Also, aren't we going through Magid at this time also?
It's about to start Magid. Haven't started Magid. Right. This coast is on the Magid. All right, go ahead.
Of Rabbeinu, Kibo Mirabo, Rav Yaakov.
Oh, forget about that. Okay, I don't mean forget about it, but that's not it's not our focus for the moment. So what is Rashbam saying? Let's read the Rashbam into the Mishnah now. How does Rashbam learn Pshat in the Mishnah?
See, the question is that why is it that we're making... Why are there two?
I just want to just read the pshat into with the Rashbam. Mazgul kosheni, the kana ben shalal aviv, the main das ben aviv malam the manish tana. Just tell me how the Rashbam is learning that. When does the father teach the child?
After he doesn't know.
Doesn't know what?
The question.
What question?
of why, if he doesn't ask the question.
Which
why,
question?
Of why is there a second cup?
Good. Well, let's say he does ask that question.
Then he doesn't have.
Then it sounds like the other is not melamed him the manashtana. So how would you explain that? Before we get to Tosas, before we move back to the Rambam, just let's explain that. I think this fits in with what we said yesterday. Right? How's Rashbam learning this Mishnah? What's the role of manashtana?
No, so if he's asking the question already, he's already fulfilled his
chiyuv. If he's asked what question already?
If the child's already asked the question, right? Then he's already fulfilled the chiyuv of that would come about through the manashtana. Of Melamed, he would have already fulfilled through something else.
Who, the father?
Yeah, the father.
No, the father has to teach the kid manashtana in a certain situation. When is that?
If he doesn't ask the question.
Good. If he asks that question, then what?
If he asks the question, then he doesn't have to.
And what does he have to do? What does he have to do?
What do you mean?
That's it. He moves on, right?
Yeah.
Avadim Hayinu. Avadim Hayinu. Now you can start Magid. What do you see from here, according to Rashbam?
Submarine.
What did you say?
Submarine.
You with me?
I mean, I don't understand.
You know what you're getting at.
No.
Let's start again. According to Rashbam.
I get the point that you're bringing up from the Mishnah.
Right. According to Rashbam, the way you understand the Mishnah is like this. The son asked the question of the father. After they pour the second cup, the son asked a question of the father. What's the question? Hey, why are you pouring another cup of wine and we're not yet ready to eat? What's going on? Oh, once you ask that question, then what? Then we can move on from there. If the child is not prodigious enough to ask that question, as basic as it is, he doesn't ask that question, then what happens? Then aviv melamdo manashtana. But when is it that aviv melamdo manashtana? Oh, only in such a case that the child hasn't already asked about the kos. But in a situation where he has asked about the kos, apparently no need for manashtana.
But it doesn't say that. Meaning it's not strictly. Meaning it's not if he does it. Meaning you can't apply it the other way around.
Are you explaining it or are you asking me a question?
I'm kind of asking you.
Okay, what's your question?
Just because one way works doesn't mean that the other way works. Like if he asks the question, if he doesn't ask the question, then you have to teach him. That doesn't mean that if he asks the question, you don't have to.
No?
No.
It sounds like that's when you have a chiyuv to teach him.
When he doesn't ask the question.
When he doesn't ask the question. When else would you... The chiyuv only emerges when you didn't first hear the other question. What are you saying? The other possibility is that you have to teach him anyway?
Yeah, meaning it's not...
It's hard to say that. How does that make sense? How does that make sense? How would you read it into
the Mishnah? Are they the same things or no?
Not at all.
Right.
Not at all. So, this question is simply... Hey, what's the deal? Why are you pouring a second cup? We're not ready to eat yet.
So what's the correlation between the two in the first place?
Well, that's what I'm asking you. That's exactly what I'd like to know. Just explain the Mishnah according to Rashbam, if you will. Give a svara for the Rashbam. What is the Rashbam saying over here? How is the Rashbam understanding manashtana? If the child can't do that, for whatever reason, can't even ask the manashtana after being taught, it can't be taught for whatever reason, then the wife asks the question. Oh, and then if that's not the case, he asks himself the question. Or even two sages sitting together ask themselves the questions. But in that basic case with the father and son, what happens? Child has to ask a question. Child asks a question about the wine. That's it, we move on. Doesn't? You have to teach him how to ask questions. Which questions do you teach him? Manashtana. So could we just focus on that?
I mean, I just looking at the text of the Rashbam.
Yeah. Right. So Avi's making an interesting observation that the Rashbam seems to be understanding that when the Mishnah says that the child asks, and in a case where he can't ask, if we say ein das babain, Rashbam understands it to mean that he's not a chacham. I think that's correct. He's saying he's not a chacham enough to ask that question.
Not a chacham. Shoel ed aviv, because he says kam mizigas kosheni. He doesn't differentiate whether he's a chacham or not.
No, that's what he means. Kam mizigas kos haben shoel aviv im hu chacham. You have to read it like that. If he's a chacham, he's going to ask the question. I mean, okay. If he's old enough or he's with it enough to formulate this question, that's what he's going to ask. What's he going to ask? Manash halal zeh, that achshav, you're being mozik. Kosheni. Is that me? Yeah, we'll reverb over there.
Yeah, so usually a three-way chart.
Three-way? Oh, I just want to stick to Rashbam first. Let's just stick to Rashbam. Does Manashtan need to be asked according to the Rashbam?
No.
Well, let's rephrase that. When does it need to be asked?
Only if the son does not ask about the second
time. If the son doesn't ask, at the moment all we know is this particular question. Right? All we know right now is if the son didn't ask this question, now it's true, it could be that other questions would be equally good, but the child doesn't ask questions, then what? Then you have to artificially create the questions. You teach the kid to ask the Manashtana. We have a text. We have a script. We give him these questions. Why? Why? Explain that.
Can you say that last thing you just said?
Yeah. In other words, according to Rashbam, there's one of two ways to get the Seder started. Either the kid asks about the cup, or if you can't do that, you teach him the Manashtana, and then he poses those questions. And then you respond, Avadim Hayin. And you start the Seder. There's one of two ways to get your Seder started. Natural inquiry about the kos, or artificial inquiry of Manashtana.
Right.
I'm just asking to explain that. That's a basic question, right? Fair question?
What are we trying to explain?
What am I trying to explain?
Or what do you want
to... I'm trying to get you to explain the way the Rashbam views the role of the Manashtana. Why is it that I need the Manashtana to start the Seder, but if the child asks me a question about the cup, then I don't need the Manashtana and I can start my Seder?
Now, is it specifically the cup? Or can it be...
As I said, right now it's hard to say. My gut is that he would say the same thing had it been other similar types of questions. But let's just assume that, for the moment, we'll keep it simple as possible, this question. Icebreaker.
It starts the whole conversation.
What quality does that add to your seaport?
Well, you can't tell a story if there was no asking him for the story.
Okay, it adds the quality of dialogue. The Rashbam seems to be saying, and this is sort of what we said yesterday, just in terms of a simple pshat in the Mishnah, but now the Rashbam really fits in well with this, is that Sipur must have the tzura, must have the character, must have the quality of dialogue.
How do you see that from the Rashbam?
Rashbam says, as soon as you ask the question, even this question is enough. That's the question. That's it. It's only Avin Malamdo Manashtan if he doesn't ask that.
So why did the Rashbam need to say anything on that piece of Mishnah?
Well, what do you mean? You think
we inferred it from the Mishnah, right?
That what? I don't think that could be inferred. This was difficult. Yesterday we didn't know what the Mishnah was talking about. Well, what if there is das b'bein? Then what? The Rashbam is saying if there is das b'bein, no, aviv not malam do manashtana. Manashtana only emerges for the Rashbam in the case where the son doesn't ask his own questions. Where the son asks his own questions, that's it. That's the machayev, if you will, for Sipur. That gives you license to now engage in Sipur. You had a question, it's true. It wasn't about Karm Pesach, it wasn't about Tibul, it wasn't about Matzah and Morar, it wasn't about Haseba. You don't need that. Oh, but now the kid is not able to ask his own questions, now you got to give him questions to ask. You have to teach him the text of the Manashtana so that you can respond with Sipur. But you can't respond with Sipur until there's been questions asked. So this is like a default. Manashtana for the Rashbam is default questions. Our default questions.
So what is it?
That's what it means. Aviv Malamdo. The father teaches him to say these questions. Here, ask these questions. Ask these questions so I can answer you. Avadim Hayinu. You have your own questions? Great. Right?
Yeah.
Stated in other words, the Manash Tana is not part of Magid, as far as the Rashbam is concerned. It's not part of Magid per se.
It's
you, could, you don't even need it in some cases. Right? Well, in some cases you have a right to skip it if the child asks his own questions.
It's just a template for
that's
for
right.
other questions.
That's right. Now let's look at Tosos.
So why,
yeah.
Why is it at the beginning?
It has to be at the beginning because Sipur has to be a response to questions.
Why wouldn't like halfway through Magid if you thought the kid didn't ask a question yet, so then you'd do it?
No, because the whole Magid has to be colored with this character of dialogue. If you start your Magid just in a vacuum, what kind of dialogue is that?
Oh, so the question kicks off?
That's right. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So kick off. Little sports reference. I like that.
Big Seahawks fan.
What? He's a big Seahawks fan, right?
I'm not.
He's not. He said I'll talk to you after this year. Okay, let's look at Tosfos. Take a look at Kuf Tes Vav Amin Beis. We'll start with a little piece of Gemara over here, okay? Little piece of Gemara. About 12 lines up from the bottom.
Which daf did you say?
The opposing daf. Kuf Tasvav Amibes. Yes? 115b? The Ein Okanas HaShulchan. 1, 2, 3... About 10 lines up. Vein okenes hashulchan elof nemisha omer hagada. Okay. So we pass that you oker the shulchan in front of the misha omer hagada, and the Gemara says v'helchus l'kirav huna. Now lama okenes hashulchan. About 8 lines down. Lama okenes hashulchan. About 8 lines up from the bottom. Lama okren es hashulchan. Across from Tosos Asuche. See it. What did you say? You need reading glasses?
Yeah, I lost them.
You lost your reading glasses?
Yeah, I'm actually going to get them today. But...
Okay. It's like the dog ate my homework? You see Lama Okunas HaShulchan? Right across from the Tosos Asuche Mesach Taite? Yeah, the next line down. Yeah, Vilchzak Rav Huna. Now the Gemara says, Lama Okunas HaShulchan. Why do you do Akiras HaShulchan? Why do you take away the table? Again, just by way of review, in the time of the Chachamim, they sat each with their own personal little table. And the Gemara is saying that when you do Akiras HaShulchan, you don't take away everyone's table, you take away the table from in front of the one who was leading the Seder. In fact, the Ran points out from here that... Mashma that one person led the Seder, a practice which we saw yesterday was maintained by the Gra. Right? I read that from the Maaser Rav. Does that sound familiar?
Sorry, I didn't hear the first thing you said. The first part of the...
So you don't know if it's familiar or not?
Well, no, because I haven't...
The Ran says you see from here that there was one reader, that one person read the Agada for the Olam. The Maaser Rav records that the practice of the Gra was... that way. Mosgen Kos Sholem Manashtana, the Omer Hagada, the Kulam Shoman. Vida Hagada, and everyone listens. Ukishem Megil, Asma Makos, Nostan Lo Kli, the Hu Shofech Yud Pamen, the Chemim Betsimon Tzach, Adash, and Fule, Shofech Gimel Pamen. The Kos Shalom, Omeid Meuta, the Holocausto, Shabane Habayas, the Kos Shalom Beemta, the Omer Hagada, Achemegila Matzazu. It's all the Omer, the Omer, the Omer. Sounds like it's one individual, one person, the Baal Haseda, the Baal Hagada, not the Baal Hagada, rather the Baal Bayis. In the notes, he points out here in the Kovetz Mefarshim, he writes, "Kach Mavur B'Psachim, Kuftez Zayin Beis. Shabbal Abayis Omer Hagada Umotzi Bnei Beiso. Vehem Einan Omerim. Shahari Lamdu Bigmar Hasham Desuma Chai Bagada Midam Rav Yosef Rav Sheshes Shahu Sumim Hagada Beveisam. Shema Mina Dibnei Chiyuvanin Hulotzi Bnei Beiso. Okay. V'rayel is a miloshin mitzul asaper biyitzias mitzrayim. V'chol hamar belasaper v'lo ladaber siper lo shayach kiim kishe echad medaber ve'echad shamaya. To have a story, to tell a story, you need someone speaking and someone listening. You need a storyteller, a raconteur, if you will. And,
what does that mean?
And listeners.
But right. After that, if it's just him speaking, it's not.
But it still has the tsura of
We have contour
of dialogue because it's still in response to the Manistana. R A, I think.
Rakon T E U R S.
Anyway, getting back to the matter at hand, so there's certainly a number of instances where we see this was in fact the case, and the Ran makes that observation over here that was obviously the minhag at the time, that one person would read the Haggadah and everyone else would listen. In the notes, again, in the Makoros, we mentioned yesterday, he says, Mavur mi minhag rabbeinu, the ain't star shall call masum yom Haggadah. You don't need everyone to say the Haggadah. Yesh mefarshim b'las rabbeinu, yotz ma'shomim, yidei chovas mitzvah sibri, sisar tzayim yidin shomayi ka'ona, b'zesh ha'shomim ba'al bayis. I am a Kovitz Mefarshim, which we just read from, Shekasov, Ha'amudei Or, Raya, from the Gemara Mitzachim, Sheyotzim, Sipur, Midin, Shomei, Gaona. That's what the Menachos Chinuch writes as well. But he has a better Ha'or over here, and he says that Be'emes Nir De'in Sarch, let's say, Midin, Shomei, Gaona. You don't need to resort to the Yisod, the concept of Shomei, Gaona. El Dekachi Tzuros HaMitzvah, Sheyisaper La'acherim. The mitzvah has to have the form of one recounting to others. I am part of a sipur. I'm part of sipur. What? How do I know it's sipur? Because there's one person telling and there are others listening. So I'm part of sipur. I'm fulfilling the mitzvah just like everyone else. I'm part and parcel of sipur. But the person who's telling the story obviously has to, in addition to being adept at storytelling, also has to be a bar chiyuva, bar hachi. All right? Okay, we could revisit the Groz Minig another time. But let's take a look at this Tosos now. So the Gemara over here says on Kuftas Vav that there'd be Oker the Shulchan, and that was the basis for the Ran saying, oh, you see, there was a Misha Omer Haggadah. There was one individual saying the Haggadah. Says Tosfos, what was the role of this practice of being Oker the Shulchan? Kidei, says the Gemara, she yakiru tinokos v'yishalu. Everyone see that in the Gemara? Kidei she yakiru tinokos v'yishalu. Right? Zach, you see that?
What does yakiru mean?
They'll see it, they'll recognize it. They'll be a hacker. Shiakiru tinokos, they'll sense that something is different. Vishal, hey, where's that table going? We haven't even eaten yet. So what does Tosel say about that? Kadesh akira tinokos vishalu. Here he has it, hatinok vishalu. Actually, the whole thing is in singular for whatever reason. Kadesh yakir hatinok vishal. Even though that's not the Lashon of our Gemara. Anyone?
Maybe it's because it says Misha Sha'omer and it's Misha Amru.
Say again?
Maybe it's because before it says Lefnei Misha Omer as opposed to
Omer Hashol, Omer Haggadah. Yeah, because it's one reader.
Right, I'm saying one reader is maybe one question.
One Tino.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe he's trying to be like
consistent. The Gemara is not that way. So the Gemara has Kadesh Yakira Tinoko Sushal. Okay, someone want to read it? It's a very short, pithy little Tosos. Anyone?
I mean, I'll volunteer.
Go ahead. Okay. Thank you. Kadesh Yakira Tinoko Yishal.
Jinx. Klomar Mitoch.
Time recording, by the way.
Toch kach, klomer mitoch kach yavo lishol b'shar dvarim, aval b'maj.
Slow. Klomer mitoch kach yavo lishol b'shar dvarim. What's main stuff? What does that mean?
this is the way you come. This is the
Tokach from this that he's questioning what?
Bishar Devarim, these things.
No, from this that he's asking about this particular thing. What's the matter? He's going to a lower depth. Right? from this that he asks about the table, what's going to happen? Yovalishol Bishar Devarim.
Oh, okay, fine.
He'll come to ask about other things. Right?
Okay, fine. So
you won't be part of Manashtana. Manashtana is not gonna be
because that question
Whoa, 1 second. We don't know why yet. We'll just get to the what. What is Tosfos saying?
That's what I'm saying. I was gonna ask what is significant about each question.
What is
significant about him?
What is he saying? What is Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying that when the kid asks, "Hey, where's the table going? We haven't eaten yet." You're not potter. That does not potter yet.
It's the subsequent questions that come.
Yeah, you have to ask the Manashtana.
Right.
You have to ask the Manashtana. But the Kadesh Yakira Tinokas Yishalu is a way of doing what?
It's just a way to lead into it.
That's a way of getting him to ask those questions. Right? That's a way of getting him to ask those questions. What do you see from here?
Those questions are mandatory,
according to Tosfos. Kadesh Yakira Tinokas Yishalu. Just a way of inspiring, thank you. Just a way of inspiring him or inducing him to get to that point, right?
So you're saying that the Manashtana is an actual requirement.
Oh, I'm not saying anything yet. I'm just saying what he's saying. Now, you want to explain? That's fine. Right now, I'm just dealing with the words. The words are that this question alone is not sufficient, and he has to get the other questions. This serves as a device to draw out those other questions. So let's read Tosos into the Mishnah now, and then you'll say what you want to say for Tosos. Avi.
Okay.
Mozgulo kosheni v'kan haben shoel. V'kan haben shoel oviv. What does he have to ask? According to Tosos, what does he have to ask? What does he have to ask?
What's with the second cup?
Not according to Tosos.
Oh, I'm saying why?
You take away the table, and the kid asks, "Hey, where's the table going?" Right?
Right.
Can you stop there?
No.
Then he has to say, "Oh, Manashtana Lailos, let me call Lailos. You know, while I'm at it, let me ask you about all the mitzvos. Let me ask you about all these things." And then, what happens? Oh, if he didn't do that on his own, meaning he's not equipped to do that on his own, then what? He's still not on mute, by the way.
Maybe we're on mute.
Oh, am I on mute?
I don't know. Are we?
No, we're not on mute.
Oh, okay, fine.
So how does Tosfos read into the Mishnah? Mozgulo kosheni v'kana ben shoel. Now, I don't care if you start with why are you taking away the table. You must conclude with Manashtana leil zemikol leil shabachol leil svechule. But if you didn't do that, Bain, then what? Then Oviv Malamdo. Then the Tefillah has to teach him. So according to Tosfos, Eich Shiyi, what's happening? The son is asking the Manashtana. Right? The son is asking the Manashtana.
What is Eich Shiyi, man?
Eich Shiyi means no matter which way it comes out, in any event. Eich Shiyi, in any event. In any event, the child must ask the Manashtana.
Or must he ask? Or the child?
Right, well, again, the child that's able to ask has to ask it. If he doesn't ask it on his own, the father teaches him to ask it, and then he asks it. If still not successful, then the wife goes on to do it, or he does it himself. Okay, so now, Avi, you wanted to give some explanation of Tosfos? This is not like the Rashbam. I mean, the Rashbam is saying, you don't need the Manashtana. All you need is a question about the cup, or perhaps some other question. Then you can move on. Why? Because your Sipur has... the tsura of a question and answer interaction. It has a tsura of a dialogue.
So Tosfos would say that the questioning of the pouring of the second cup would just be a lead-in into the Manishtana.
That is what he's saying. But why is that? Why is it? What is he saying about Manishtana that leads him to say that?
That there's a core requirement of saying the actual Manishtana as opposed to other questions.
All right, you're getting closer, but
I think he just...
Yeah, he said there's a requirement to say the Manishtana.
Right.
He used the word core. He said there's a core requirement to say the actual...
Core of the four.
Say the actual Manishtana. But we have to explain why. What does that mean?
What would be the reason for asking other questions to lead up to...
For who? For Tosfos? For Tosfos? Yeah, for Tosfos is just the way to get the kid involved and to ask those other questions. That's right.
Is it like sort of kind of an introduction to the whole sea four of the night? I'm not understanding what he said.
Who, Avi Hirschman?
Yeah.
No, I think he's just saying that Tosfos views these questions as being indispensable. But we need to explain that a little bit further. What about them, it makes them better than the question about why are you taking away my table? Or why are you pouring...
Yeah. In other words, that specific text of Manishtana. Okay, I understand.
That the Manishtana is included in the Manishtana. The Manishtana is included in the text which one must read, as opposed to in the case of Rashbam. It seems like it's a nice general discussion topic. Any of those questions would function. But over here, it's included in the text that you must read.
When you take the seven characteristics of the day, and all of those characteristics are opposite of what the kid is used to.
Let's read that little story on Kuf Tetzvav, the next piece of Gemara there. Anyone?
Sorry, were you looking? Abai?
Yeah. Abai Hava Yosef Kame de Rabba. Abai was sitting in front of Rabba. Chaza kademadali taka mekame. So they were taking away the table. Amaluhu, hey, adayin lo ka'achlinan. Also kama akri taka mekamon. We didn't eat yet. Why are you taking away the table? Omar le, Rabba. So Rabba says to Abai, oh, patarta milomer manishtana. You patted us from saying manishtana. Now, how is Tosfos going to deal with that? How is Tosfos going to deal with that? So what does he say? Oh, he says, "Vahida bai lo pirish haGemara el tchila she'elaso." It's a little schwer, no?
Where are you looking?
Tosfos saying it must be,
oh, okay.
It must be that what the Gemara means is, it must be what the Gemara means is that he didn't just ask that question. He started with that question, then he continued with the other questions. Right? It's a little difficult.
Doesn't make sense.
It's a little difficult because, I mean, that's not the simple pshat of the Gemara. The simple pshat of the Gemara is he asked this question and Rabbi told him, okay, wow, you popped us from saying Manishtana. So Tosfos says, oh, that means that the Gemara just gave us like an outline. The Gemara really should have said or could have said that he started with that and then he asked the Manishtana and then he told him that you popped us from Manishtana. Does that, it doesn't really stem because what are you telling me? You pottered me. You pottered me, man, it makes it sound like you exempted us from saying Manishtana. I'm just saying it's a little bit of a difficulty. Yeah.
So we're basically saying that the Sfora needs a little bit of work. It has to be touched up.
Avi is correct that according to Tosfos, the Manishtana must be asked. It must be that text. It's not enough, like Rashbam has, just a question. Okay? Tosfos seems to require these questions. These specific questions. So maybe we could just take it from, you know, just that question alone. What's the difference between the question about the cup or the question about the table as opposed to the question of Manishtana?
I mean, there's a difference between the question of the cup and the question
yeah.
of the table. Between the two of them, one is part of the Seder. You know, the second cup is part of the Seder of the Seder.
Well, not so much. He's not really asking about the cup. Just see why are you pouring this cup now?
Right, but it's part of this. That is part of the Seder.
So Akiris HaShulchan, I could say, is also part of the Seder.
No, but it has no actual. It's not in the Haggadah. It's not part of the.
It's something we do kidei sheyakira tinokos v'shalom. It's part of the Seder HaDvarim. I see what you're saying. You're saying that the mezigah of the second coast is at least associated with one of the elements of the Seder, meaning the coast, the second coast.
Right.
Okay, but Tosos even there would not be so happy, right? Would not be content. For the Rashbam, what do the questions have to stem from?
That they stem from the actions that are being done at the...
So any type of shinoi, right? As long as the kid is asking about some type of shinoi, something that the child observes as being different, that's sufficient. Anything that you did to get the child to recognize some type of difference in the night, that's enough to get to now engage in sipur. Oh, you recognize tonight's different? Let me tell you why it's different. But Tosos seems like he has a higher bar. But the questions have to pertain to what specifically? Questions have to pertain to something more particular, not just any shinoi. They have to pertain to the mitzvos, right? They have to pertain to the mitzvos halayla. That's what we have, and that's what's in the Madrash Tanna, right? The korban pesach, the korban pesach, the matzah, the moror, the haseba. Questions all relate to mitzvos halayla. Tosa says the questions; those must be asked. Those questions must be asked. Not just to ask about some deviation. You took away the table? Okay, well, what does that have to do with anything? Like, obviously, that's not part of the Seder. Doesn't matter. Rashbam says as long as you did something to get the kid to recognize tonight's different, and he inquired about that, that's it. He opened up the avenue for Sipur. Now you can tell him, let me tell you why tonight is so different. But for Tosos... For Tosos, the questions have to specifically be about the mitzvos. And that's why he must ask those questions. Those questions are indispensable. You need those questions to be asked. If he doesn't ask those questions, you got to teach him to ask them. Yeah, I'm sorry, Zach. He holds that way. That's what the Rashbam holds.
Really? So he says as long as that's sufficient even to... You can skip to the next part of the Seder?
That's it. If the kid says, why'd you pour the second cup? We're not ready to eat yet.
What if he came out in like a Seahawks jersey or something?
Who? Or like, the father?
Yeah, or something like that. And you like he does some shtick.
And you asked, and the child asked, what's the deal with that?
He's like, why are you wearing a Seahawks jersey?
Yeah, according to Rashbam, that would be it. You would not have a chiyuv to say Manash Tana.
So it's just like kind of invoke, like, not invoke, but like get the curiosity.
Yeah. To draw the kid into some type of dialogue.
Well, it's not just dialogue. It's teaching, I guess. It's like passing off, whatever.
Right. I'm saying you have to give you have to cause the kid to now open up and ask. You have to create some interest. But you're right.
That's really the whole point of the Seder in general. It's kind of this passing on this perpetual like tradition. I don't know. Getting into more philosophy.
That's right. Rabbi Salvechik. Rabbi Salvechik is referred to the Leil HaSeder as the Leil HaMesorah, the night of the Mesorah. You bring your children into the covenantal community.
Yeah. And I think the Seder, even among like non-affiliated Jews, it's like the top thing that they'll
Yeah. care. It's big.
It's like there's something really deep internally.
Seder and Yom Kippur, yeah. Those are two big ones.
Yeah. And Hanukkah.
Just an attempt to try to clarify Tosos a little bit. Look at Tosos on Kuf Yudalad Amud Aleph. Hey, view the fun of matzah. Again, he's talking over there about the Akiras HaShulchan. For those that are with us. Hey, view the fun of matzah. Lefisha Akira HaShulchan Lefnei Misha Omer HaGada. Since we're talking about taking away the table from the one who's leading the Seder. The Osa Seder. Katani, hey, view the fun of matzah. So the lashon of the Mishnah is, they brought him matzah, because we're talking about the hero over here, meaning the one who runs the Seder. Akiras HaShulchan, what's the role of Akiras HaShulchan? Kidei sheyishal habein va'aviv onelo. What does the father answer him? Adayin yaviyu shulchan lasos tibol sheni. Don't worry, my dear son. We're bringing back the table to do the tibol. V'habein yishal lama anu matbilon shnei pamim. And then the kid asks, why are you dipping twice? But again, you see from Tosos, it's not sufficient to ask just about the table. you have to have this question about the table. Right? Yes? No? Yes? No?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, just look. Just look back. Just look back at our Gemara for 1 second on Kuftet Zion. Yes? Tosfos?
Sorry, where?
I'm sorry, Rashi. Not. I said Tosfos. I apologize. Rashi. Rashi va'omar.
Where?
Which page? Kuf Tazayin.
Yeah, back on Kuf Tazayin. It's the last line of the Amud in Rashi. Va'achar she'el sabin. Hitchil, yeah, Pasach V'Amar, sorry.
Wait, I'm sorry, where are you?
Pasach V'Amar. What was
the Rashbam.
What was the mice over here? Did I say Rashbam? I say Rashi, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's true.
It's Rashbam, I apologize. What was the mice over here in the Gemara? Did you guys get that far?
I'm just trying to reorient myself.
So, yeah, it's a few lines up from the bottom of the page. Let me just read this little piece of the Gemara. Amalei Rav Nachman Lodoru Avde. Rav Nachman says to his servant, Avdo Demapikle More Lecherus. A servant who is set free by his master. V'yoyevle Kaspa V'dahava. He's given gold and silver. My boy Lame Marley. What should he say? Amalei boy la aduye ulishvuche. He has to give praise and thanks to the master. So what does he say? Amalei patarta milomar manishtana. Pasach va'omar avodim hayin. Mar says that Rav Nachman said to the slave, you know what? Shkoyach, now we don't have to say avodim hayinu. Sorry, we don't have to say manishtana. And he went right to avodim hayinu. Now this is a pell on many levels. Here you have no questions. You have no questions whatsoever. All he said was, oh, you have to give shevach tash to the master. Okay, we understand the parallel. The parallel is that we have to give shevach tash to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but where's the manashtana? Where's the question? But look at the Rashbam. La'achar she'elas ha'bein hitchil lomar avadim hayinu v'gomer ha'agada b'shevach v'hoda kolomar kein osa lona HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'hayinu avadim v'otziyana misham. Anyone have any problems with that?
What's so the kid's supposed to ask about the slave and the
nuts? It's a little bit hard to know what he's talking about. The Gemara says Rav Nachman asked the Eved, "What would you do if you were for free? What would an Eved have to do if he was freed and given gold and silver?" He said, "Oh, you have to thank the master and give him praise." Okay, and then the Rav Nachman says, "Oh, now we don't have to say manashtana; we say avodim hayinu." Rashbam says, when was that? After She'elos HaBein. Well, what do you mean after She'elos HaBein?
Was that that action of a slave being freed, is that something that provokes like curiosity and they're going to say, why is this man getting silver or whatever? Yeah, but it's pretty vague. I don't really get what's saying.
Well, the story, you understand the story?
The
story was Rav Nachman said, okay, now we don't have to say Manashtana. He said, Avodim Hayinu. Rashbam says, when was that? Oh, that was after She'el Sabin. But the Gemara is basically standing for the proposition that you don't need She'el Sabin. You don't need Manashtana. I mean, that's difficult in and of itself. Why does that take the place?
It's a little bit of a stretch on my...
I mean, again, this is difficult. The Rashbam previously said what? When is it that you're potter from Manashtana? When either you have Manashtana or what? or any question.
Yes.
So it's clear that the Rashbam now is somewhat forced to say that there was a question on the table.
But there was a question. Rav Nachman asked a question.
Rav Nachman asked a question.
Yes.
Would that slave, let's say there was a slave.
But he says after Sheilas Habayin. The Rashbam says it was after Sheilas Habayin.
Which means the four questions.
Some question of a son. Give me 1 second, Zach. Let me just point out one other thing here. Even according to, especially according to Tosos. Especially according to Tosos. I mean, Tosos is going to have a difficulty with this Gemara either way. Because what does Tosos hold? No, you teach the kid to say Manishtana, and when he doesn't say Manishtana, then you, I'm sorry, the child asks Manishtana, and when he doesn't do it, then you teach it to him. Over here, what happened? Patartan, you patos from saying Manishtana. Specifically before, it also says that when it says you're Yotze, no, you're only Yotze after the second question. See, somehow you have to say that whatever questions normally accomplish is going to be satisfied over here, right? So how is that working? What's happening over here? What's happening over here that's taking the place of the questions?
The real question is, what do the questions do?
Okay. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Well, first of all, I have a quick question.
The question here. There's two questions. And I apologize, we're just raising a lot of questions. I don't know if we can answer all of them, but it's very difficult. The Rashbam is simply saying, something that's not in the Gemara. He's reading facts and not in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav Nachman told him, okay, you potter us from saying the Shema, Manishtana. Comes along in the Rashbam and says, oh, that means after the She'ela Sabain, they said Avadim Hayinu. And they finished the Haggadah with Shevach V'Odah. So what does that have to do with the interaction between Rav Nachman and the Eved? Oh, because they finished the Haggadah with Shevach V'Odah, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. So we're thankful in the same way that the Eved would be thankful to his master. That's very nice. It does not fit in at all with the simple Pshat of the Gemara. It's not accounting for why you. What did you potter me from? You didn't potter me from anything. You want to say something, Yona?
Yeah, no. I mean, it was just along the line of like, if there's a young son and he's not really sure what's going on, then wouldn't he just ask, "What's the story?"
What do you mean?
Tempting.
Yeah, I understand. What's the story? That's like the Tom. Tom says, "Mazos." This is a very basic question. That's what you tell him. Hashem took us out with an outstretched hand. That's it. You just tell him a very simple account of what happened.
I meant to say, wouldn't that question fulfill everything if he just said, "What's
the story?" Oh, what's the story? Then you could respond with the whole story.
Exactly.
Right. Well, not according to Tosos. Still, Tosos would not be happy with that. You have to, according to Tosos, you have to pose those specific questions. So forgetting about the Rashbam for a moment. Forget about the Rashbam, just a simple pshat in the Gemara. How does this response to Rav Nachman's question, how does that relate to Manishtana, or the chiyuv of Manishtana, or the role, how does it take the place of Manishtana? Previously, we said that Manishtana is sort of the backdrop against which Sipur could take place. You have questions. Okay, Rashbam said that doesn't have to be Dafka Manishtana. It could be any questions. I just want to understand now, what happened here? You asked Rav Nachman, asked the Eved. What would you do? Oh, we give thanks and praise. That's nice. Now you potter me from saying Manishtana. How does that make sense?
Well, I mean, how come we can't just...
There's no question here. You want to say it was Rav Nachman's question? But he's not saying that. He's not saying, now we're potter because I asked this question. He's saying, now we're potter because you pottered us.
Okay, so
you pottered us.
So what if we learned the Rashbam is saying that it's preferable to have a genuine question as opposed to the canned response, however the canned response really is mandatory?
No, because that's not true. Rashbam definitely doesn't hold that way.
we say for sure the Rashbam only holds that you have to have at least a question.
That's right. That's right.
And once you got anything, then...
then you don't need the Majtana. But I'm saying now let's go a step further. Now you don't need, now you don't even need a question. Now again, the Rashbam is difficult because the Rashbam is saying you still need a Sheol Sabain. But that's a further question. I just want to listen to him shot in the Gemara.
It can just be that it's a reason to read the Agada. So it's either the reason is to answer the questions, or the reason is that you just learned the Rabbi, give praise, and what was it? Shabbat Hamadah?
Yeah, I understand. But before, as far as the Mishnah goes on Kuftet Zayin, you either need one of two things.
Yeah.
You either need the natural question or the Manashtana.
Oh.
Either the question the kid asks or the Manashtana. Now all of a sudden you're telling me I don't need either of those. I just need what? What did the Eved say? He recognizes that that's a basis for praising the Creator, for the Master.
Well, how about we just
say
that?
We have to, huh?
What? Where's the question?
So who said any question?
Yeah, who said
you need
a basis
question? To read the Haggadah?
I don't know.
All you need is dialogue. Why not just say all you need is dialogue? The fact that the Eved spoke is sufficient.
That's what it is, the fact that Eved spoke.
Yes.
Nothing to do with what he said, even.
Correct.
Just that he spoke.
Yes.
You okay with that?
I mean,
look at the Mishnah. You kana ben shoel, vim ein das ben aviv malam do manashtana. Now you tell me it's neither this one or that one. You don't need the question of the bain, and you don't need manashtana.
That's right.
The Mishnah didn't mention that. The Mishnah, you tell me, really, the Mishnah should have said, or this, or just speak to anybody. Get anyone to speak. It's a little difficult. I mean, I think you realize it's a little difficult. I mean, the Mishnah using specific lashon of she'ela, manishtana, kana ben shoel.
Maybe it's a state of mind, not a question. Do you know for sure the questions have to be asked? If it weren't for the Eved speaking, then the questions would have to be asked.
Yeah, that's what he's telling him. Patarta milom manishtana. It would seem to have something to do with Eved's words. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll try tomorrow to get a little further. I just want to mention one thing, though, that the Rambam that we mentioned yesterday is different than both of these shittos. Right? The Rambam seems to be different than both these shittos because the Rambam seems to hold that even if the kid would ask the Manashtana, they still have to say the Manashtana. That's not even like Tosos. Tosos says the kid has to ask the Manashtana. Or someone has to ask the Manashtana, even a kid. The Rambam, the way we learned the Rambam yesterday, was even if a kid asked the Manashtana, no, that's not good enough. You have to say Manashtana. See, for the Rambam, Manashtana is much more part of Sipur, of the actual Magid, than Tosos. Tosos agrees that the questions must be asked, but not necessarily because it's part of Magid. It's just that the questions have to pertain to specific things. The questions that have to be posed in order for Sipur to take place have to be questions relating to the mitzvos. Right? Then I could say my Sipur. Then I could say Avadim Hayinu. Right? But the Rambam says, no, more than that, questions are actually part of Sipur itself. It's not just Sipur taking place in response to the questions. It is Sipur. It's part of Sipur. Now, if you haven't already done so, it's good to take a look at the Rabbeinu Manoach, because he picks up on the fact that the Rambam is not in line with the symbol of the Gemara. Okay, it's 12:15 here.
All right. Have a good one,
Okay, we'll stop.